Mississippi faces its sex crisis. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There are business owners in Mississippi who believe that if they provide cake or flowers to a gay couple, they risk going to hell. And yet, if they refuse, they risk being hauled into court. So in July, a new law takes effect. It says if business owners sincerely believe as a matter of religious faith that sex should be reserved for marriage and that marriage is the union of a biological man and woman, they don't have to sell gay couples cake or flowers or jewelry or take their pictures or be their DJ or write them a poem. These are all specifically mentioned in the law. And the state will not punish them in any way. Not only can they refuse gay couples, the law also says they can refuse heterosexual couples who have had sex outside of marriage and who still expect to buy cake. And I know a lot of people want to boycott Mississippi over this. But consider for a moment. Did boycotting Cuba change Cuba? No. Opening up Cuba is what's going to change Cuba. So instead of boycotting Mississippi, suppose gay people just move there en masse, colonize it, introduce Western culture. In fact, it may already be changing. CBS's Mark Strassman talked to Mitchell Moore, owner of Campbell's Bakery in Jackson.
Gay couple walks in your bakery. They want a wedding cake.
I sell them a wedding cake. It's what I do.
And yes, Mitchell is a Christian.
But I don't think that Christianity tells me that I have to discriminate against people. In fact, I'm here to serve people, not to turn them away.
And I have to say, after hearing Mitchell, I really hope God rethinks the eternal damnation thing. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.